Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's 2 o'clock. You know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
I've never seen a more pathetic performance than what I saw last night. But Atlanta don't look now. We have a pulse. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, happy Thursday. Tomorrow we're at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Come on out and join us. We look forward to seeing you guys 2 to 6 tomorrow afternoon. As the Braves are playing this afternoon, it is a getaway day. They have scored, don't run off the road, 7 runs.
Seven
runs.
But De Los Santos is in pitching, so that could change in a minute as far as the margin of the lead. Let's keep our fingers crossed. This has been an offensive outburst.
And you knew it was going to happen, right? I mean, this is how it happens. You needed some of this over the last couple of days. You know, you couldn't get a guy home with runners in scoring position to save your life. And today, they had an explosive inning where they had 3 doubles, scored 5 runs, and at one point were up 6-0. And so the D-backs cut that to 6-3, and now it is 7-3, and we'll keep you updated throughout the course of the afternoon. But last night, Mike, as we watched that play out, and you know, we left yesterday, and thanks to everybody who came out to Buffalo's Cafe, guys, up there and coming. Great time, lots of fun. We always enjoy going up there. But we said as we ended the show, we could have Chris Sale have a hell of a game tonight, give up 1 run, and we still might lose. And that's exactly what happened last night.
Yeah, man, the eighth and ninth innings, and I think most of you guys saw it, it's just a microcosm of everything that's wrong with this Braves team. A complete lack of clutch. Like, by the way, I'm sorry, we love the guy, and everyone, he's a fan favorite. You can't call Money Harris if you're not money. You're just Michael Harris. Okay, you're Michael Harris until you start having some money moments again, and then we can get back to calling you Money Harris. But that was tough last night. I don't know which one was worse. You know, to have first and third, nobody out in the bottom of the eighth, and you can't play, And then, of course, you know, Iglesias gives up a run, so, you know, makes it that much harder for the bottom of the ninth. And then again, they come up short and can't punch it across. So that was about as exasperating. And I heard Andy say, maybe I agree, is that the low point? Is that the low point of the season if they do start to turn things around? Because lose today, and again, you know, you're getting to be like 11, 12 games out of first place. Mets and the Phillies have flip-flopped. Phillies are kind of gotten a little cooled off, and now the Mets are hot again.
Yeah, look, I think this journey, I don't know what the low point is, because I don't know if we can get any worse offensively than we've been over the stretch of games here over the last 9 to 10 games. But if there is a lower point than what we've been, then I hope we hit it soon, because we got to start rebounding and getting back in this thing. Today is a big day. You got to salvage one. You didn't want to get swept. But I'm with you, man. That trio of strikeouts in the eighth inning, It was just like, oh, it's a gut punch. It's what it right. felt like. Here's what it sounded like, by the way. As Sale was great. I mean, look, the problem was, so was Merle Kelly, who was really good last night. And that was the other part of this. I mean, he gave up one hit in seven innings. And you've got Chris Sale over here struggling. He hit a guy. He walked four. But he grinded. He was a professional last night and kept us in the game. This is the trio of strikeouts Mike's talking about.
11 blown saves for that Diamondbacks bullpen. It has been a roller coaster this year. But Baldwin is down on strikes. And he swung out of his shoes hoping to connect with that slider, but he could not. 0-2 to Harris, and he struck him out. Well, here we go, edge of your seat time. Bases juice, two down, payoff pitch. That ball was dropped, so it's a foul ball.
Nope. No, said he kicked it.
Oh, he kicked it. And the inning is over. The Braves got him loaded and unable to do anything with it. It's still 1-0.
It's funny because they bring in Justin Martinez, and that's the most pitches he's ever made as a pro. And he was, I mean, you want to talk about the definition of all over the place. He was literally trying to give you the game. Give it to you. And they couldn't take advantage of it because, again, he was really struggling with the strike zone. I don't know if that was kind of a, let's see what the young man can do in his second season moment, but didn't make a lot of sense if you're a Diamondbacks fan, but he eventually did hang in for the save.
You okay with the boos? I heard it through the television last night in that moment.
Yes.
That eighth inning, right?
Three strikeouts.
Boo! Because we don't hear boos in Atlanta. We don't boo the Braves. And I'm like, it's about time. They are not playing well. You're not hitting. I'm okay. You're booing the fact that we are not living up to the expectation. It's not personal. We're right here to cheer you guys on. You're giving me nothing right now. I have no issues whatsoever.
Look, if the Hawks put up 30 in the first half, you boo them as they head to the tunnel. You know, do better. Falcons stinking up. We booed, believe me, would not be the first time we booed in either the Georgia Dome or Mercedes-Benz. But
boo this man!
You know, but the Braves, look, I get it. You got to have good coin to sit behind the dugout and home plate, and those people don't boo. And then, you know, the guys, and I've said it before, even you say something to the umpire, you get 10 people to turn around and look at you like you got three heads. So, yeah, sometimes we're a little too much civility at times in Atlanta. But look, you got to do something to motivate. Look, these guys know they're not hitting. If a couple of boo birds get in their head, I don't think that's going to make or break a next at bat. But it is. I think sometimes you got to throw your frustration. It's your hard-earned money you're spending to watch this product.
Yeah, no doubt. 404-726-0929. It is Dukes and Bell. You can find us on social media. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. And the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. We got a lot to get into, lots of football conversation today. You will hear what Chipper Jones had to say also on the Steakhouse a little bit earlier today, about his concerns about the hitting and the pitching and what he feels like is going on with this team. Even if we win today, and we should, by the way, we're looking really good, but the way things have gone, I'm not saying anything. 7-3 right as we speak, you're going to seventh inning, but Chipper, Mike, was not as critical as I thought he might be because of the hitting situation and the way guys have been, you know, not hitting. But we'll let you hear what he had to say coming up. So stay tuned for that. Also, a little bit later on, we're going to talk more about the Falcons and this Kyle Pitts situation. I just get the sense, and we talked to Mark Raimondi yesterday. If you missed that interview, go online at odyssey.com. That there, you said it, smoke, there's fire, right? Where there's smoke. I don't know how much smoke. But there seems to be like, okay, and again, I don't want to, you know, say the Falcons are covering something up. But next week, Mike and I will be up there for mandatory minicamp, and we'll get a chance to see what's popping, what's going on. But it's just weird. And, Mike, do you think he participates next week, by the way?
Well, I mean, if he doesn't, then it's really a story. Mm. I mean, it's mandatory, so, yes, you got to be there. And if I hear one more coach say, we're looking for Kyle Pitts to be the best Kyle Pitts he can be.
You're
going to
hear it.
You know, which is kind of code for he's not doing some of the things they need him to do. You know, just I can't think for you, some of you guys, you Pitts fans out there. We all want to see Pitts do better. We all want to see Pitts have that big season. Mark Raimondi brought up a great point yesterday, and that's why I don't want to trade Pitts. If he balls out and somebody comes after him next year, we'll get a compensatory pick. If you want to keep him, worst case, you franchise tag him. Yeah, it'd be expensive. But if he balls out, that's just 1 year. Not like you're locking yourself into some multi-year deal. I mean, and to be honest with you, I know players hate the franchise tag. I think this is kind of a prove-it year, even if he doesn't want to be here. So it's good for us. And the compensatory picks is another angle to it.
It is. That would be the smart play, by the way. I mean, at least you're getting something in return if, in fact, it plays out that way. I don't disagree, but, you know, is this front office looking that far ahead?
Well, there's a great question. I don't know. Then there's, of course, the option, as you said, you know, between Drake, Mooney, Bijan, you are option four. You know, and you know, I don't know how that works. I still, and Carl and I were having this conversation yesterday off the air. I just don't know how important the tight end is in a Zach Robinson offense. We've seen Pitts look good. The Tampa game, he helped you win that game in Tampa with two big touchdowns. He almost won the game for you with the Commanders. He's doing the things in the red zone you and I have asked. So how can you not expand on that?
We're going to dive into that coming up, guys. NBA Finals tonight as well. Are you picking a team right now? You're picking, who you got? I'm going Thunder. Thunder in six.
You know what? You stole my thunder, Carl. Kind of like that too. Defense generally trumps the O, but I think it's going to be exciting. I'm just curious to see what the number is going to be like.
Yeah.
Because of the dreaded casual fan. Because you know you got the. If you don't like the NBA, you don't like the NBA. Look, I've had a love-hate relationship. I don't get along all the time on Twitter with what Clay Travis has to say. But there's some guys that get the knives out just waiting to see this thing put up crap numbers. And I mean, if you don't like the NBA, you don't like it. But it does work, just like in the NFL. The cap does function. And you've got two small market teams who spent wisely and drafted wisely.
Yeah.
And then augmented with the right free agents.
I agree. I could say the same thing about hockey, right? And I watched this NHL, you know, Stanley Cup final game one last night. It went into overtime. It was tremendous. If the series is going to be like this, it may be one of the all-time greats. And we may have a couple of different games that go to overtime because these two teams are so evenly matched. But if you just don't like hockey, Mike, you go Edmonton, Florida, right. Who watches hockey down there? And you can make it a big deal. And I think that's what a lot of the national media is doing when it comes to OKC right. And Indiana, because, again, they're not two of the premier or top markets in the country, especially in the NBA world.
And you and I were just talking about before the show. Last night, I fell asleep. I had to watch it this morning to see the finish. This is great hockey, man. And this is Edmonton. I think last night, Draisaitl with that goal, he was MIA. They were going to put him on a milk carton in Edmonton in the finals last year against Florida. And, man, he had the game winner last night in overtime after a really dumb penalty for the Panthers.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So this is one of those moments where, I mean, I think I said to you earlier last week, I thought Edmonton in six, I'm going to stick with it.
It should be a great series, man. Hey, guys, hit us up, 404-726-0929. Acuna for life! Maybe he just added a little something to this hopeful victory today at Truist Park.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.